Unit 21. Accidents. The priest walked through the pews of his church to make sure that everything was in order for the night service. He was concerned. Concerned. That it would be a mess after the morning mass, but it was surprisingly clean that night. He polished the halo. Halo. That hung above one of the sculpted angel's heads and moved back into his office to prepare mass. That night, he planned a sermon on the deception. Deception. That Judas performed on Jesus in the Bible. He thought that it would be a good message for his congregation to hear that evening. Suddenly, there was a loud thump. Thump. At the church door. Someone was knocking and trying to get in. It was so loud that it sounded as if the police were about to raid. Raid. The parish and the priest rushed to see what it was. Outside, a car had crashed into the front steps of the church. It was a terrible mishap. Mishap. And thankfully, it did not appear anyone was hurt. The driver of the car looked too young to have a driver's license, so he must have taken the car illegally. Illegally. The priest could see that he was severely bleeding from his right arm, and helped to get the boy out of the car and into the church while he awaited an ambulance. The boy was awake but flustered and kept saying that he would not have crashed if it were not for his stupidity. Stupidity. He did not try to blame anyone else and accepted it was his fault. He explained to the priest that he wished to be a mechanic one day and had been tampering. Tampering. With a new way to change gears in his father's car, he did not mean to be so reckless and meddlesome. Meddlesome. He just wanted to test out his ideas. The boy greatly regretted ever trying to drive his father's car, and he hoped he would be forgiven for his actions. He promised the priest that henceforth, he would consider the consequences of his actions before performing any more stunts like the one he just did. The priest could see that the boy had a heightened sense of remorse, much more than anyone else his age. He comforted the boy and assured him that people make mistakes and everything would work out fine. While waiting for the ambulance, the boy told the priest his mother was a famous playwright. Playwright. On Broadway, he assured the priest that his parents would be grateful for his care and offered him tickets to his mother's next show. The priest happily accepted as the gong. Gong. Rang, signaling the start of the evening mass.